This is NPR News. I'm meteorologist Paul Huttner. Coming up later this hour, advice for people who are last-minute gift givers. I might know one of those. Some simple gift ideas that should take the stress out, or at least some of it. But first, let's crank up the climate cast.
We have talked about it endlessly over the last decade or so, and we've accomplished close to zip.
We know enough about our climate problem to know that it's serious and that we need to get started right away.
What we're seeing right now is a clear loading of the weather dice.
All season long, we've been talking about how long it's been since we actually had a frost. How long has this growing season been?
Now to the strong winds and tornadoes that ripped through much of northern Minnesota last night.
Torrential downpours flooded streets and yards and stranded motorists across central and southern Minnesota last night. Nearly 10 inches of rain reported in Maple Grove.
Severe storms, mega floods, and record warmth. Yep, it's been another crazy weather year for Minnesota. Welcome to Climate Cast, everybody. I'm NPR Chief Meteorologist Paul Huttner. And what are the top weather and climate stories in Minnesota for 2016? I want to know what you think, too. Call me now. Let's talk about your biggest weather memories of the year. How were you impacted by Minnesota's weather this year? Jump on the phone, 651-227-6000, or call us toll-free, 800-242-2828, or jump online at nprnews.org/live. Our guest today keeps track of all things weather and climate for Minnesota. I am so happy to have Pete Boulay with us this morning. He's a climatologist with the Minnesota DNR Climate Working Group. Pete, welcome to ClimateCast.
Glad to be here, Paul.
Good to talk to you again. Hey, a little inside baseball here. You and your colleagues at the State Climatologist Office, you put together an annual list of the top weather and climate events for Minnesota each year. And I know you ask many of us who are working meteorologists to vote for the top events. When did you start sort of doing this top five list for Minnesota every year?
We started back the last century. We did the top five weather events for the 20th century back in at the end of 1999. And that's really where it got started. We had people vote on those events, and for our early days of the internet, that was one of our most viewed web pages.
Yeah, I believe it. We are a weather-obsessed state here in Minnesota, so there's a lot of interest in this. Look, looking at this year, I describe 2016 as unusually warm, fairly stormy, and very wet. Let's start with the warmth. Minnesota has seen 15 straight warmer than average months now, going back to September of 2015. How unusual is it to string together that many straight warmer than average months?
Well, as a state as a whole, one of those months was right at normal, just slightly below. For the Twin Cities, though, we're on a 15-month streak for sure. And, you know, that gets a little hard to determine because normal changes over time. So it's hard to see what kind of streak this is. It certainly is a memorable streak. Might be ending in December. We'll see. To be determined, I guess.
Right.
But yeah, that's one of the candidates for sure, is a remarkable stretch of 15 months above normal.
And it looks like this month probably will sneak in just below average. We're about 5 degrees cooler than average. We're gaining a little ground here, but I don't quite think we'll make it. What do you think? Do you concur?
Well, right now, if you include yesterday, we're 4.1 below normal in the Twin Cities. That said, you know, it'll be close. We'll have today probably be another above normal day, of course. But then after that, we'll see what happens. Obviously, we'll have some more above normal days. But, you know, in the outlook, there is some colder air coming down, too. So we could have another day or two below normal. So we'd have to stay quite warm to totally erase that. But, you know, with the way the weather goes, sometimes unexpected things happen.
And overall, correct me if I'm wrong, but this looks like it could be about the fifth warmest year on record for Minnesota. Is that in the ballpark?
That's correct. If you run the numbers out, assuming maybe like normal or average temperatures for the rest of December, that's where we'll probably wind up, about fifth warmest statewide, and probably about fifth warmest for the Twin Cities, too, somewhere right in there. We could be maybe fourth or could be sixth, depending on what happens for the rest of the month, but right around there, it looks like.
All right, let's get to some of the individual remarkable events from this year. One of my top five has to be the longest growing season, the latest freeze in the Twin Cities, a 219-day growing season, Pete. That kind of blew away the old record, didn't it?
Absolutely, yeah, and you know what, how I always remember that is my wife eating tomatoes at the dinner table. We just picked after the first week of November. So that for sure, I don't ever remember happening. So that you're right. That's one thing that will always stick in my mind is, how warm this year was and how long the growing season was. You really could keep growing things well past what you typically would expect. Now, that said, there's a little bit of an asterisk on this, too. This is just for the heart of the metro.
That's true.
If you're in outstate Minnesota, you had a frost much earlier.
That's right. But for Twin Cities Airport, anyway, that's nearly 2 weeks past the previous record. Average is what, like 178 days? I mean, that's an extra month plus of above freezing temperatures this year. Isn't that more typical of a growing season in, say, Norman, Oklahoma, or Dallas?
Yes, we've been making those kind of comparisons. That's been this kind of year all around is, we're having normal precipitation like somewhere in Alabama, the growing season's like somewhere, like you say, Norman, Oklahoma. Everything has been like we're living down south.
Let's go to the phones. Mary from Minneapolis, you like the first hard freeze, right?
I absolutely do. I have asthma, and I'm allergic to the leaves out there when they mold. And I pray for that first hard freeze to get rid of that.
Yeah, you're not alone, too. I think a lot of allergy sufferers, Pete, appreciate when we get that first hard freeze to kind of shut things down in the fall.
Absolutely. And we had definitely an extended fall. So that season can last a lot longer than maybe what we're used to.
Let's talk about the rain. It was wet this year. I see Waseca has already broke the all-time statewide annual rainfall record, more than 55 inches. What strikes you about the nature of the wetness this year?
Well, one thing that's interesting about that record is when it's all said and done many years from now, when I'm doing the top 100 of the 21st century, maybe, that might be the record we all remember is what happened in Waseca. 55.30 inches so far, and I'm saying so far, in Waseca, we will likely add to it.
Yeah, maybe as much as an inch from the looks of the models for Sunday.
Absolutely. So Waseca just happened to be in the right spot to get just about every thunderstorm that rolled across southern Minnesota. They had multiple heavy rain events. The whole entire year as a whole stayed wet for them, and they never got a break.
Let's grab another call. Tom from Montevideo, good morning to you. You had plenty of rain out that way, did you not?
Yeah, we did. It was awesome, in my opinion. The thing is, there's been years, I have an acreage, and there's been years where you could literally walk in the bed of our drainage ditch. And this year, we've done some natural fence line stuff on our acreage, and this year I didn't haul water. I didn't worry about any of that kind of stuff. Of course, my lawnmower got it worked out, but I think it's good to see that our ground, we still have water in that ditch. I mean, my grandkids can go down there and skate if they wanted to. It's only a foot or two deep, but I think replenishing everything for our local well, for our drainage ditches, for the farmers to get moisture back in the ground, for everything. Even the farmers, the job that I do kind of not necessarily depends on the farmers, but we didn't have a lot of farmers calling in for us to haul grain this fall until they found out with all the rain that they're doing 70-plus bushel per acre with beans, 200, 225, 235 bushel per acre corn.
Wow, that's
so
a lot.
I think the economic effect of this rain this year, I mean, I think a farmer would rather have to put in a little bit of tiling than to watch his crop burn up,
Yeah, Tom, great point, and thank you for the call. How about some pond hockey for the grandkids there out on the pond? Pete, he brings up a good point. A warm, wet year is generally good for farmers, right?
Yes. There was actually a brief moment we thought we might have a drought. In late June, it was starting to get a little dry, and then we had a big rain event on July 5th. That's one of the candidates. And you're absolutely right. Even in the metro here, how often did you have to water your lawn this summer?
Not much.
Not much at all. In gardens, it was, everything grew great. We had plenty of moisture and crops too. So a lot of things benefited from that. Even, soils that would drain easily and maybe dry out first, they stayed wet too. So for that, it kind of worked out well for a lot of people like to grow things.
And yet, even some places, there was too much rain. We had two mega rainfall events in 2016. Remind our audience, what is a mega rainfall event and why is two unique?
Sure. Well, we had the two mega rain events. The first one was on July 11th and 12th. So that one was 2,000 square miles. The next one was August 10th and 11th. That's another one. So you got to have a core of 8 inches or more, and then at least have that 1,000 square mile area for to be a mega rain event. And there was two of those. We kind of were fortunate a little bit with some of that. The first one fell on some drier ground, so it
was. That was
bad.
Up around Hinckley, over yep. to the Brainerd Lakes area, right?
Yep, absolutely. Yep. So it did. Even though it closed I-35, Highway 61 for a time, it could have been much worse than it was. But you know, definitely a lot of people were flooded out there. We've never seen that before, have two of these mega rain events in one year.
And the second one down in southern Minnesota, again centered on Waseca, correct?
Yeah, that one also hit
back to
Illinois County. Yep, Waseca got part of that too. So Wilmer was the especially hard hit for that second one. A lot of basement flooding there.
And Twin Cities, September 21st, 10 inches in Maple Grove. I worked that night several hours on the air here at NPR. That was a biggie for the metro, right?
Yeah, absolutely. That was a big one for the Twin Cities, too. And definitely, you know, could see it. If you didn't get part of it, you were watching it north of the metro there. So it was a smaller storm. Luckily, it was isolated, but where it hit hardest, Fridley, Brooklyn Park, Brooklyn Center, Maple Grove, some places definitely had some flooding there, too.
And we're seeing the frequency of these extreme rains increasing in Minnesota. Is that correct?
Well, it's been a little while since we had a mega rain. The last time we had was 2012, and that was really the last time we had an extreme rainfall event such as that. And then we had a couple of years off. So this year, well, of course, was quite a bit different, so we had quite a few. So we don't have a very long record of heavy rain events, as in we don't have the data of going back too far. So, yes, you're right, in the past 40 years we've seen a trend, but that's as long of a record as we have to really study these things closely.
We're talking about Minnesota's big weather events and climate events of the year with Pete Boulay from the Minnesota Department of Natural Resources, State Climatologist's Office today. Pete, we're getting tight on time. We've only got about a minute and a half left here. Let's hit the active severe weather season. I was up north for the June 19th BWCA storms.
Oh, boy.
I was at Burnside Lodge. The storm came through there, and watching the continuous lightning with that storm in the Boundary Waters. That was just one event that hit northern Minnesota this summer.
Yeah, these get hard to quantify. Is how do you put all these in a vote? Do you have every single severe event be a candidate, or do you lump them all together in one big category?
Sure.
We broke out some of them, and that Boundary Water storm was probably one that was memorable. It was a very bad storm, and falling trees injured people, and one person died at Duncan Lake at that one up in the Boundary Waters. So northern Minnesota is especially hard hit this past summer with storms.
When you put this list together now, you're getting feedback from some of us. You and Kenny Blumenfeld, others, are going to tabulate this and come up with the top five. When will you do that, and when can we expect to see that for all the weather geeks here in Minnesota?
Sure. If anybody wants to see the candidate list, I threw it on Facebook, our State Climatology Office Facebook page. You can look at it yourself, and I'll post the list next week, probably on the 27th or 28th.
Pete Boulay, climatologist extraordinaire, thanks for all the work that you do at the office there. And it's really valuable to us as working meteorologists, and I think to the public as well. And please thank your colleagues for all the great work they've done this year.
Oh, sure will, Paul. Thanks.
That's it for ClimateCast this week. I'm Paul Huttner. Thanks for listening. Remember, we can't see the whole world's weather out your front window, but we sure can't talk about it here.